What's up, everybody? This is the Terrence Henry Experience. Normally, I always set a like what episode I'm on, but on this particular day or night, whatever you like to call it, I don't want to do that. I just want to talk. So I have a special guest with me right now. I don't know if she wants to say her name, but she can if she wants.
Do you want me to?
I mean, you can.
So, my name is Charnay, but most people recognize me as Char.
Char. So, me and Char, like, so, I met Char, and we had this, like, really interesting, crazy, like, conversation back in the summertime. We was at the lake, and she told me something very interesting. She said, Terrence, she said, you know what? I've been on the moon before.
I have.
You have?
Yes. Very true.
Tell me about the experience you've been on the moon. I want to know. I think everybody wants to know. Because everybody probably... Some people probably feel that way.
I mean, for me, it started as a child. Like, growing up, I was always highly fascinated by the moon. It was so beautiful to me. It was like a mother. Like, I felt like it was always protecting me and guiding me. And I always felt the warmth of its love, and the brightness of it was just something I could not take my eyes off of. So, I mean, I remember just being a kid and just, like, staring out the window and just, like, I couldn't wait to see it, you know, glow in the night. And it got to the point where I just developed this really close relationship with it. And I know it's, you know, outer space, but it felt so close and so personal to me. And I kept that relationship with it, you know, I really did. And so I just remember just looking at it one day, and I don't know how it happened or, you know, what did I do to make it happen, but I ended up on the moon. Like, I was there. Like, I was actually there, and I experienced, like, the texture of it. I saw the craters. I even felt like I was semi-glowing from the glow of the moon, and I was just sitting on it. Like, I was just sitting there.
So when you were sitting there, did you see any, like, moon prints of, like, anybody that's been on the moon? You think anybody's, like, really physically been on the moon?
That's a good question. No, you know what? At that time, I think it was meant for me to be there and for me to experience it only. I didn't get the impression of, other lives stepping foot at that time. It was for me to experience and for me to kind of just bask in the connection that I've always had with it.
So this, I want to give everybody a visual of with Char. So Char has a laid out mat. She has a, what is that called again? What the?
A singing bowl.
Yeah, she has a singing bowl. And, like, what do? You, like, twirl it around or whatever?
Well, you use the mallet to, like, hit it and to, you know, the sound vibration of it will come through. You're rotating it around the bowl.
Okay. So she has a blue tank top on, some jeans, and she has, like, this fuzzy hair, like, crinkly hair. Very beautiful young lady. And, it's very interesting when you talk about these things, because that energy, or you absorb, you know, these type of things we talk about. People do people feel like when you talk to them about this, like, do they freak out a little bit about it?
Yes.
Really? Like who? What type?
So
of
it's
people?
Like, some people are intrigued, and then some people are like, "Sis, that's witchcraft, and you know that's against the Bible."
Witchcraft.
So, I mean, a lot of people don't believe that we have access to certain things in life. Like, we're limited because that's the cap that they put on us. We're only supposed to believe that we can go but so far, and that's about it. But I've always felt that I could break barriers, and that's what I did. So yeah, to some people it's highly weird. Some people are like, what are you talking about, and you're a freak of nature. And then there are other people like, sis, I've experienced that, and I know you're not lying.
Do it, like, so let me ask you a question. So you said break barriers. So what breaking barriers do you want to do? Like, what kind of barriers that you feel as though you can break?
I just want to break barriers within myself. That's it. Like, you know, growing up highly Christian, it's definitely been a staple in my life. It's been an anchor, and I appreciate the teachings that I had growing up, because it sparked that, you know, that need for just wanting to have a deeper relationship with something greater than me.
Mm.
Not realizing that what I was searching for was myself the entire time, because God is within us. We have the same energies and the same superpowers, if you will, as God, you know, and we are gods and goddesses. And I feel like I can't speak for all religion, but in Christianity, for me, it was always like, I can't ask this question and I can't think this way, or it's going against God, or like, you know, I'm just being like, I'm being this horrible, like a bad child, and for not believing in him, or for, you know, just like all these thoughts that would make you just stay like in a certain type of box where you could not go beyond that and question. Because why can't we question? Why can't we ask these questions? What makes it so, like, why is it so private? Why is this information so, like, we don't teach it and it's forbidden? Like, I don't understand that. And I'm not a rebel, but I'm very curious. I have a very curious mind, and I know they say curiosity killed cat, but I got 9 lives, so I'm ready to explore. I'm ready to risk all 9 of them if I have to.
So let me ask you a question. Through this spiritual journey that you have, because you've been on a very long time, and for me, I'm just somebody just beginning into it. And I want to ask you, from the previous conversations we had, and this is to my audience, because the audience, I'm sure, probably want to know, like, as far as you, with the energies and the things that you've seen, and me and you talked, because I told you some of the things I experienced, right? And it kept my light on for like the past month, right? And we talked about it, and you said that you see people. Matter of fact, tell people what you do. So to people that don't know, because I'm sure people want to know, tell people what you do.
So I do a couple of things. I'm known to be a caregiver. I am a newborn care specialist. I work with families 101. With newborns, and I have a nanny business. But my creative side of me, I am a Reiki practitioner. I do tarot readings. I do energy reading and energy healing. I'm an intuitive healer. That's what I like to call myself. And I'm kind of like, you know, I don't like to say it, you know. I don't know. Some people take it crazy, but
no, go ahead and say it. Tell everybody.
I know. So I am. I consider myself a medium because I do have certain abilities.
Mm.
And I'm just now tapping into what one would consider mediumship.
Mm. A medium. So for people don't understand what that is, you keep telling what that is.
Sure. So a medium is a form of like a psychic ability.
Mm.
Where one may be able to connect with spirits that are around us that, you know, just want to communicate with us.
Mm. So I know you said you communicated with, you know, with my sister and everything like that. And I'm not going to lie, it freaked me out for a minute. Can I share that experience we had?
Absolutely.
So me and Char, who was having a conversation, and she said to me, she's like, Terrence, your sister is in the middle of the floor. And I was like, huh? In the middle of the floor, she told me that my sister was. And I'm like, man. So she told me that there's nothing to be afraid of. But I ain't going to lie to you. It freaked me out. Because what happened was one night, and I was asleep. My phone was at the edge of the bed. Now, most people think that, okay, your phone at the edge of the bed, you must have, when you were sleeping, your phone flew. No. No. My phone was placed on the floor. So Char says to me, she says, Terrence, that was your sister. She said that she knew you wasn't getting any sleep, so she placed your phone on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, she placed it on the floor. So, you know, when people say that or tell me those type of things, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I slept light on for about almost 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know what I'm saying? And, I will say, it's nothing to be scared about, but I will say this to y'all. I was sitting at the edge of my bed in my house, And I start seeing like lights, like little flickery lights. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody ever seen them little lights, little dots. So I was like, you know, that's your sister. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it was, you know, not a reason to be scared. But when you are partially awakened, I'm not going to say I'm fully awakened. I'm partially awakened. So I did get a glimpse or see, you know, certain things, you know, when you're on that journey. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I connect with all people who has these things. And,
it's when you want to know. Like, when you want to know, you will find these things and mm-hmm. they will make sense to you. But when you are blinded to them and when you just don't know, you know, you don't notice it. And it doesn't have any significance to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Your sister, she was so sweet. And she even said she felt bad because she was around you. And mm-hmm. she was, she was like, so his sister, she moved his phone because she said he wasn't getting any sleep. And me and Terrence had conversations prior to that day where he was just like, you know, restless and he wasn't getting much sleep at night. And so that particular night, his phone was by the bed. She saw that it was going to fall and she caught it and she placed it on the floor, trying to be a good sister so that her brother could get more rest. And as Terrence was asking me questions to ask her, she revealed, she was like, I feel bad. And so at some point she didn't really want to talk in front of Terrence because she felt that she was scaring him. And so I asked her, I was like, well, why are you afraid? And she's like, well, because I play with him a lot. And she was sending little flashy lights, and Terrence would, like, he didn't know at the time what they were. And all along, it was her. So, you know, it was just a beautiful thing to, I was very honored. I'm always highly honored when they communicate with me and just want to, you know, get a message across to our loved ones that they're still here and that they're sometime our, like our number one spirit guides, or, you know, they'll be an ancestor, so they'll be taking care of you. It's so easy to connect with them because they're so close, you know, and some of them just want us to have that conversation. But if you're not able to channel in and to connect, it's hard to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they look for people that can. They look for people that can.
Did you ever experience anybody that, like, on a low vibration, couldn't deal with them? That didn't know that was in, like, you know, that she ran across, like, you know, you can tell that the energy was real low. Did you ever deal with somebody like that?
Absolutely.
How was that?
It's not, like, the thing with energy or you know, operator from a lower frequency is that mm-hmm. A lot of times we're in our minds and we're operating with ego and we don't realize what we're doing. And so it could seem rather normal, although, like, a person that is sensitive and receptive to those type of things can see that, you know, you're operating from a lower frequency. I was speaking to a friend of mine, and a mutual friend that we shared was, I noticed that she had a really dark aura around her, like an extremely dark, like, just, she was vibrating and emitting, like, darkness. But I didn't want to say anything at first because I'm still fairly, like, new when it comes to my mediumship. So I'm like, is this what I'm really seeing, or am I just, like, projecting this for my own? So I didn't say anything. And then my friend was like, how a lot of people that came around this person would always say, like, they couldn't be around them and they didn't like being around them and that person made them feel bad or whatever. And so I said to my friend, I was like, yo, she has a darkness around her, and I don't think she knows it, but it's the reason why people keep falling out with her, right? So then, you know, that person, it was like, I don't know, because, again, still kind of iffy on, like, being able to see different people's energies mm-hmm. and feels and stuff. So then, like, a couple days later, the mutual friend of the two of us came back and was like, yo, why did she just come and tell me that there's this darkness that follows her? I was like, I told you. I saw it. And it's not any, you know, I'm not looking for any, like, you know, praises or anything that I saw it, but it was like, it was a good confirmation for me. Like, what you saw was real. And she came and she admitted it to the friend, and the friend came and told me so that I knew what I saw. I wasn't tripping. Mm. You know, so She acknowledged it within herself and, you know, started to try to do the work and started to lift her energy fields.
So, for the people out there, Char is very interesting. So, one time we had a talk and she said that 7 guys proposed to her. Right?
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because, Terrence, I didn't think we were going to talk about this.
Why not? This is the part of the podcast. What do you mean? We wanted to talk about that. What's wrong with that? Like, I'm sure people really want to know these. You said 7 guys, right? You mean you had to indulge in none of the 7 guys? You told me you said 7 guys proposed to you, right? Let me ask you a question, because you ain't proposed to none of them, right?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're not. Excuse me,
I
not
said
a proposed.
Yes to one.
All right, out of the one, so the 6. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about at least maybe 1 or 2 that what happened. Matter of fact, just tell me one that you said no to. What was it? What was it? What the one?
Well, the thing is, I'm a very chill person, right? So a mm-hmm. lot of people just get very comfortable with me. I'm not overbearing. I'm not like always in the way. Like, I believe in having space. I believe in you doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in being supportive of you, you know? And so this kind of feels like home to a lot of people. Like, my energy, my heart feels like home. And so people find it like a once in a lifetime type of experience, and I'm not tooting my own horn. This is just
uh-oh.
What I've been told. And
uh-oh, here she go.
Stop it, Terrence. and so they want to experience that. Now, the funny thing is, like, with all of them, I still have a really good relationship with them because they genuinely want the best for me. Like, it was never anything toxic. It was never anything destructive or anything like that. It was just simply like, you are an amazing person, Char, and I want to take care of you. All of them wanted to just take care of me. All of them wanted to protect me. All of them wanted to provide for me and be that anchor. You know what I mean? It was all genuine love. And even when I, you know, politely and kindly declined because I just knew that I was already at that, you know, at that place in my life, it wasn't taken, you know, in a bad way. They were like, I understand. I get it, you know? I mean, they wanted, a lot of them still pushed the issue, but in the end, I could reach out to any of them and really on a friendly level and still have really good conversations with them.
You know, it's funny because some women just can't get one man to propose to them. You had 7.
I know, Terrence, and this is why I didn't want to talk about
it. Why not?
Because
you had 7 guys propose to you. What's wrong with that? Like, you know, that's crazy. And you only won out of the one, so you turned down 6 guys.
Kindly.
That's crazy.
Kindly.
Kindly? So how'd you do it kindly? Because, you know, those dudes...
Just saying that I wasn't ready.
Mm.
It's easy to be honest. You know, when you try to jump into something and you know, like, it's not what you want, it doesn't turn out well. I'm not against marriage. I think marriage is a beautiful thing, but two people have to be on accord. Like, you have to want that together. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I wasn't there. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to hurt you, because if marriage is a goal for you, I respect that 100%. But at this point in my life, I'm not there, you know. And because they had such high respect for me, they understood. And it was never an issue, like, ever.
You ever see yourself getting married?
As a child, I always said I'd never wanted to be married. So
mm-hmm.
it was, I don't know. I feel like if I get to that place, I don't know. But I'm not there, so I don't know.
I don't know. I always picture myself just being with somebody, like a good friend. We just together, like Oprah and, like, what's the dude's name? Oprah and, what's the guy named? Stepman.
Yes.
Yeah, just like, I ain't gonna lie. That, for me, I can see myself with something like that. Nobody don't know I've been there. You just know I'm around. Like, I'll probably fit in that category.
I mean, I like companionship.
Yeah.
I mean, I love, I'm all for companionship. You know, I'm not crazy with, like, oh, let's get the papers and make a big grand statement. Like, I'm not with that.
Me either.
However, again, if that's what a person desires, it's a lovely thing. Like, there's nothing wrong
with it.
It's
a beautiful thing for
people. We all have different desires in life, and, you know, it doesn't matter. My desire over someone else's, you do what makes you happy.
That sounds like you do what makes you happy. I remember I was watching this interview with and Omarion was on there. He was like, whatever makes you happy, they're happy.
Exactly.
You know what
whatever
I'm saying?
Whatever makes you happy.
The way he said it was
as long
funny.
As you're being a decent human, you're not hurting anybody, you're not trying to, you know, like, manipulate anyone in a horrible way. Like, I feel like do what makes you happy.
I mean, a lot of people, they want to get married.
And that's okay.
That's a lot. I tell you this, right? Now I'm not cutting you off.
Mm-mm.
So I feel like people get married until it's tested. And then once your marriage gets tested, I think people just give up right away.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because everything's going good. You know, hey, babe, hey, here, hey, you know, everybody all mushy and all that. And then as soon as it comes to a roadblock, now it's just like, somebody just mad. You know what I'm saying? And it just caused turmoil in the relationship. Now everybody's in your relationship. Now people telling you what to do. And the next thing you know, somebody's cheating. And before you know it, y'all getting a divorce.
Mm.
Or some people, you know, black people, they don't get divorces. You know that? They just split. They don't even want to go to the whole they don't want to go to the whole thing. Black people don't get divorced. They don't do that. They don't get divorces. Black people just be like, you know what, we just gonna split. And what's the one thing that black people do? They be like, oh, that's my husband. And he'd be like, oh, that's my wife. Y'all still together? No, we ain't together, but that's my wife. It's the weirdest thing ever with black folks.
It's
you know
just funny and true at the same time.
Yeah, it's just like that's what they do. Like, black people will not go and sign paper. How much we gotta pay? Yeah, you gotta pay her like
it's easier to keep her.
Yeah, $2,000 for this. Like, oh, buddy. No, we just gonna split. Yeah. You know what I mean? We just gonna have long term relationships somewhere else. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I definitely agree with you what you're saying though. Like, whatever dude makes you happy, but I think that some people think that's what's going to make them happy is the marriage.
Well, that's what happens when we look for happiness in someone else and don't try to find it in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for happiness, if you're looking for your peace, if you're looking to complete yourself
mm-hmm.
through somebody else, what happens is you find this person that fills the void that's been empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and it's a temporary thing, right? So it's like, wow, I feel so good. Like, I'm at a high. You know, this person, he is everything that I ever wanted, or she's everything I ever wanted. And then the moment that something tragic happens, or some trauma, or, you know, just anything mm-hmm. happens that causes the relationship to be questioned, and the person leaves, they take that peace with them.
Mm.
They take that happiness with them because you saw them as a filler. And so when the filler leaves, everything that they brought to you goes with them.
This is getting deep. This is some deep
so
shit.
What happens is, you know, I try to speak because I'm also a spiritual advisor. What I try to teach, or I just try to, you know, bring insight to some of my clients is, you need to find that happiness within yourself. This way, when someone leaves, it's not gone. It's still there. It's okay to get hurt. It's okay to cry. It's okay to, you know, be down for a little bit, but it should never be to a place where it's like, they took it from me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shouldn't, no one should take your peace. No one should be able to take your happiness. No one should be able to take your love. You should always have those things within you. Those are keys for yourself. And then when you meet somebody, they should also have those keys. And this way you guys can just come together and share in that. And no one is overcompensating, because that's what happens too. We overcompensate because this person went through this in their childhood or in their life, so they lack love. So let me give them all this love. But then you're not getting any in return, because they're the receiver and you're the giver. And you feel that they're not meeting you because you're trying to provide so much for them. So it's marriage can be a beautiful thing when we are both, again, on the same page and we are, you know, indulging in self-love, and we have the things that bring us happiness outside of the individual.
Well, I feel like you can just be married and not just go through the priest and all that. We can just say it, or you can just go downtown and just get my last name. You can do that. Like, look, go ahead and get my last name. Go down there and get my last name. You can change it back if it don't work out. Right?
I agree.
Yeah, just do it that way. You know what I mean? We take 5 shots, 20 shots, get drunk. Boom. You know, 5 shots, 20 shots. Hold on, I think she wants to see the time. We had 25 minutes and 27 seconds. We still go. This is a real podcast. It don't matter. It's cool. Like, you know what I mean? We going in. It's a half an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, we good. It doesn't matter. You ain't got to be like that. Oh, it's 4:46. It was 2 minutes off. So, at some point, we missed the mark at 4:44. It's at 4:46.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, but I think marriage is a good thing, though. But I think that also, you know, knowing how humans are, how people are, right? And ask me this, right? Do you ever feel like your partner, your companion has to know you from a mental standpoint and from a sexually standpoint? Do you feel like your partner has to know you? Like, I'm sure that's the probably answering the question anyway, but I just want to know from you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they should know you mentally, spiritually.
Spiritually.
Sexually.
Sexually.
Yeah. I mean, you should be, I feel like, you know, it's a sharing experience.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you come into a partnership, you know, it's a share. So I think it should be a given that, you know, I'm going to invite you into these parts of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And and be open about that.
I don't think people are really open about those type of things sometimes. I think maybe it's always something missing, spiritually, sexually. It could be like somebody's not being honest about something. You know, I think that when people are intact and really know each other, those are where things are a little differently. Like, I think that people are just not...
Well, it depends on what you're getting into the courtship for.
Mm.
If you're courting for sexual reasons, then you're only going to know that person sexually. But if you're courting because you actually like this person and you dig them, yeah, and you feel me, like, you want to get to know them, yeah, on an intellectual and emotional, spiritual level, then you're going to want to share all those things with yourself in hopes that the person will reciprocate that.
But it makes it better when it's that.
It does, but again, it depends on what you're going into the relationship for.
Mm.
Like, I mean, if I'm going to be just friends with benefits with you, I don't need to open my mind to you.
That's true.
Like, at all. But if I'm going into a relationship for long-term reasons, I'm going to want to share more with you. I just think that's
deep.
How it is.
That's some deep stuff.
Right?
Yeah, that's just deep. I'm all with you here. I'm all with you. If y'all don't know, I mean, so right now everybody's going to let you know what's going on. So we're face to face. We're laying down. We got the incense burning. And she has the, can I touch that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so this is, how you do this? Can I bring this over here to the front?
This is one of my singing bowls.
All right, so
we just
go around. Oh, okay, yeah. We got to absorb the energy. You know what I'm saying? We got to do that, dear, because we're with the energy. But, you know, before we get out of here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to hold too much of your time, you know, because I know you have other clients and people you got to do tarot readings with. Is there anything before we go into the new year that you may want to tell anybody?
I think before the new year comes, I think it's really important for me to just acknowledge that I am a free spirit. I am open to all knowledge. I take what resonates and I leave what doesn't. I'm hot, like, I don't believe in judging. I accept people for who they are, for what they are. And I think that the world as a whole and as a collective would do so much better if we just accepted people for their flaws and just be a support for one another as we work through them. You know, not to bash anyone or put anyone down or belittle anyone for the things that they may be going through, because at the end of the day, we all go through traumas, and a lot of our traumas stem from childhood, and a lot of times we repress them and we push them away and we don't acknowledge them, you know, until a person comes into our lives that bring that thing out of us. And, you know, sometimes we may not know how to deal with it. So it's like, be gentle to the people that are going through things. I'm not saying being in an abusive relationship or anything like that. But just understand that everyone that comes into your life is a mirror of you. And the things that you don't like in someone else is probably because it's in you. So if you do the work in yourself, you will start to vibrate differently and then magnetize those people in your life that reflect you. So again, just being easy, also to not be attached to anything. This world is a non-permanent world. Things come and they go. You know, sometimes we hurt ourselves by holding on to things that we shouldn't be holding on to anymore. And we wonder why we're suffering and we're causing our own suffering. So just to love, to, you know, to be non-judgmental, to be easy on ourselves, to be compassionate, to be understanding, to listen with the intent of understanding, of knowing, and not to be combative or to rebuttal, you know what I mean? Just to
I'm trying not to cry. I'm just joking.
But yeah, that's all I really have to say. You know, I'm just going into 2020 wide open. I want my eyes to be wide open. I want to be able to see. 2021. To see, to hear, to feel, to love, to know. That's all.
That was deep. Yeah, that was deep. Well,
thank you so much for having this, creating this space for me and for you.
Me, of course.
And for having me on your amazing podcast.
Not a problem. You know, I before I got here, so the last couple of episodes, I've just been in the spiritual realm. I haven't went back out and, you know, did any regular ones. But this is just where it's been leading me to so far. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it started with one, then two, then three. Now it's this one. And it's like, you know, it'll probably circle around. But right now, this is where I'm at. You know, and I don't mind.
This is where you need to be.
I know.
That's where you need to be.
I know. This is where I'm at, you know.
There's no coincidence in life.
You're right, you know. And I always say this at the end of every episode, every one that I do. I always say, remember, people out there, to always, you want to say your permission?
I don't know what you say, Terrence.
Love yourself.
Oh, love yourself.
Always. Even if they got to be by yourself doing something by yourself at night, it's fine. It's okay.
Listen, I'm still new to your podcast when I listen to them, okay? So I don't know your ending slogan.
I'm sorry. It's always to love yourself. You know, even if you're in a bed by yourself and you feel like you got to do something to yourself, look, it's fine. I understand.
Listen, self-love is the best love, okay?
I'm out of here, y'all. Once again, love yourself. This is Terrence. Peace. Oh.
Bye, guys.